This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the caveat that you should always and definitely consult your own financial advisor, we do talk a lot about investing on this program. Tangentially, mostly, when we do the numbers or talk about a company's earnings, stocks, bonds, that kind of thing. Mainstream investments, if you will. But there is a whole wide world out there of more niche places that people put their money, alternatives to the mainstream. Wine, art, other collectibles. Marketplace's Justin Ho talked to some people dabbling in them back in 2019, and he made some calls the other day to check on their performance since the pandemic. Here you go.
Back in 2010, Nate Tobik was helping his parents move out of their old house. He and his wife were about to have their first kid, so he pulled some of his old Lego sets out of the attic. Over the next few years, Tobik and his family started putting those sets together.
And started to look up missing pieces on eBay and realize, wow, these things are going for a lot of money.
Some of them are going for hundreds of dollars. One set, a Lego train with a crane on it, was going for over $1,000. So Tobik started buying up cheap Lego sets from local garage sales and thrift stores, and he'd sell them online for double what he paid, he says, at minimum. But then the pandemic happened, and a lot of people started selling their old Legos.
I think it was people who were sitting around at home started to look at what they had in the attic, and they said, wow, maybe I could do this too.
People also realized how valuable their Legos were. And as they saw prices go up, they started selling their Legos for more too. Suddenly, Tobik's buy low and sell high investment strategy no longer worked.
We couldn't find anything at a deep enough discount to where we could sell it again and lock in a profit.
The same thing happened with the fantasy card game Magic the Gathering, which has a strong secondary market for individual cards. Seth Robertson has been playing the game for years, and he'd often buy up one or two extra boxes of cards, hoping they'd appreciate in value. And when the pandemic hit, card values skyrocketed.
I remember just seeing cards that were worth dollars go up to tens of dollars, which it's kind of like the penny stocks of the collectible world.
Robertson says that was great for anyone like him, who already owned lots of cards, but not for anyone who wanted to build up a deck to, you know, actually play the game.
You don't want every card you need for a 60-card deck costing tens of dollars because people don't have $500 to $1,000 to just throw at a deck, right? That's kind of crazy.
Then, last year, Hasbro, the company that makes Magic cards, released more cards than usual. Later that year, a report from Bank of America accused Hasbro of overproducing cards and diluting their value on the secondary market. Robertson says he noticed.
The cards that I bought mid to late pandemic have all come down in value.
Hasbro didn't comment for this story, but the company has denied overprinting cards. It says it simply prints enough to meet demand. Robertson says he's no longer buying those extra boxes of cards as an investment.
I've started to question that purchase because I know that that box is most likely not going to appreciate in value, and if anything, just decline the second I buy it.
The pandemic also created some opportunities for people to pile in to other types of investments.
If you're interested in artwork, it's the time to buy right now.
That's Mike Krause, an artist in Rochester, New York, who's been investing in art for around 25 years. He says galleries and art fairs basically shut down when the pandemic started, and many have struggled ever since. And that's meant that a lot of art just isn't selling.
There's kind of like a glut of artwork to be had. I've been able to buy some pieces at very reasonable rates.
We're talking hundreds of dollars here, not thousands. Krause says he's bought anywhere between 1 and 200 pieces over the last couple years. Drawings, paintings, even jewelry and clothing. Krause says some of them will probably appreciate in value, but not all of them, and he's okay with that.
If you group them up, build up kind of a collection, it's almost more like a mutual fund in that way. Like, you kind of spread the risk over all of the pieces in a way.
But unlike a mutual fund, this is art we're talking about. Krause has to find a place to store it. But he says that's a feature, not a bug.
I mean, that's the best part about it is I'm not looking at a ticker number or anything like that. It's on my wall. I get to see it. Other people get to enjoy it.
Krause says he plans on holding on to most of his art for at least 10 years. If he doesn't sell it, he says it'll be a nice nest egg to pass on. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.